Still farther north, a hop, skip, and a jump from the Colorado Canyon, in the corner of the state of Wyoming, is a place that looks on the map like a little state within the state. It is called Yellowstone Park. There are so many wonderful things in this part of the state, freaks, funny things, and lovely things, that the United States thought people would like to see them, so they made a park of this corner of the state, with good roads and hotels, for people who wish to see the sights. No hunting is allowed, so wild animals and birds can live and raise families without fear of being killed. There are bears in Yellowstone Park, but as they are not allowed to be hunted or shot, they become very tame, and people can even go close enough to photograph them. The world in that part of the country has not yet cooled off altogether, and it is still very hot, not far down under the ground. If a person asked me to have a glass of spring water, I should expect a nice, cool drink. But if the spring were in Yellowstone Park, the water would probably scald my throat. For there are hundreds of springs in Yellowstone Park heated so hot by underground fires that they boil up and over like a pot on the fire. There is a big lake in Yellowstone Park called Yellowstone Lake. You can stand on its edge and catch a fish in the lake and, without taking the fish off the hook, drop it into one of the hot springs near shore and cook it. In other places, the water is blown up by the steam underneath into fountains. These fountains are called geysers. And some are quite big, and some are quite beautiful. One, called Old Faithful, spouts regularly about once every hour, throwing a beautiful stream of water straight up into the air like a gigantic fire hose. It does this so faithfully that it seems almost as if a person turned the water on and off. But it has been spouting this way ever since it has been known, never missing an hour, night or day, never forgetting, never running down, more faithful than any human being would or could be.